We are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It is called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It is an insider look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give his unique perspective on hot topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
The hit movie Bob Marley, One Love, is now streaming on Paramount+. Celebrate the life and music of an icon who inspired generations through his message of love, peace, and unity. If you missed Bob Marley, One Love in the theaters, now's your chance to watch at home. Stream the hit movie now on Paramount+, rated PG-13. Head to ParamountPlus.com/OneLove to try it free now.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Variety is back with its annual Entertainment Marketing Summit on April 24th at the luxurious Beverly Hilton Hotel in Los Angeles. This must-attend event for entertainment marketers will feature conversations with leaders from Netflix, Paramount, Activision, Mattel, LA Rams, Google, and more. Plus, an exclusive keynote conversation with Paris Hilton. The networking opportunities are unbeatable. And once you register, you can start chatting with other registrants to plan a meetup at the lunch or cocktail hour. Limited tickets are available, so secure your spot today at events.variety.com.
Wake up in the morning, I'm talking right now.
You're about to experience a morning show unlike any other.
Shout out to the Breakfast Club, I hope to see you on air more.
What you guys are doing right now, it's the hub culture.
The Breakfast Club is my morning sit. I need it and I love it so much.
I feel like you're really not popping until you do the Breakfast Club.
I've been waiting to come to y'all show, man. I know you gotta be a big time celebrity to be up in here. You gotta be big time.
DJ Envy, Angela Yee, and Charlamagne the God.
The Breakfast Club, bitches.
Break the fuck out!
Good morning, USA.
Yo, 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 yo.
Now I know that sounds like Charlamagne's here, but that is his yo, 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 yo drop. Envy is at home trying to connect, and Charlamagne is not here as yet. But today is a Tuesday. Yes, do we have any guests today?
Nope.
We don't? Envy, tell me we do. Envy said we have a guest this morning. But anyway, it is Caribbean American Heritage Month, so shout out to all my Caribbean people out there. I got a proclamation from the New York State Comptroller's Office. And if y'all don't know what that is, you know, they handle like all the finances for the state. But if there's money that's owed to you, you know, you can go on the website and claim whatever money you may not know, some unclaimed funds. So they're like, look, we suggest everybody look up to see if there's some unclaimed funds. I've actually gotten money from them before. It's not like a lot. I think I got like $23 one time and $38. But there's some people that got thousands of dollars owed to them, just unclaimed out there. So I want to recommend that you do that. Oh, Charlamagne's here.
You giving out free money? Who giving out free money?
Where you know
money
the comptroller's office?
The comptroller's office.
Yeah.
Comptroller, yes.
Comptroller.
Yes.
Yeah. And so I was doing something with them yesterday for Caribbean American Heritage Month. And then I went to Whole Foods. My coffee uplifts people. is in Whole Foods. We're expanding, but we're in New York City now, expanding out to New Jersey, hopefully to a Whole Foods near you. So I was handling that yesterday. And I'm also launching my app, Stellify. So I got a lot going on. It's a busy week for me. And then Essence Festival is coming up this weekend, which I'm excited for. I haven't missed Essence Fest for like the past 8 years. So I'm glad that they're back in person. What's up, Charlamagne?
I did none of that yesterday. I got ignored by my now 14-year-old daughter. Yesterday was her born day, dropping the clues bombs for her. She's a Cancer like myself. My born day is tomorrow. Hers was yesterday. And so, you know, she's at that age where she has all her friends over. She ain't got no time for daddy or mommy.
14's a great age.
You know, I don't even know if what I gave her was appreciated.
What'd you give her?
Nothing. Well, no, I gave her a card. I gave her a card and some cash, but you know. Because you try to think of things to do for your 14-year-old, and it's just like nothing impresses them, you know? I'm like, should I put some money on her Starbucks card? You know?
I was, what did I like? I just liked clothes when I was 14.
That was in the 1940s, G.
That was okay, what I liked, clothes.
It's a totally different.
You don't think kids still like clothes? Are you kidding me? 14-year-old girls don't like clothes?
I mean, I'm going to be honest with you, I don't know. Their style is so different. The things that once impressed us, I don't know how they feel about
it.
I know she likes sneakers.
When my goddaughter turned 16, I bought her first Louis Vuitton bag, and she was so excited.
Jesus Christ, how much money are you making? You Louis Vuitton bags and comp controller? What are you doing? What are you talking about? Who are you?
It's my goddaughter.
Jesus Christ.
And by the way, she got a 4-year scholarship to Spelman, 14. So congratulations to her.
But you said you bought her a bag at 14.
16, I said.
16, Jesus Christ.
That's a sweet 16. That's a big birthday.
Amen.
And I don't have any kids. I could spoil my godchildren.
That is true, but everybody can't afford to buy a Louis Vuitton bag, regardless, children
or not.
For
her 16th birthday.
Wow. Dropping the clues bombs for Angelique. She getting two.
I think your daughter would have loved the Louis bag.
I can't afford it.
She would have loved it.
I can't afford it.
Weren't you just in Cannes?
That trip was paid for. It was a work trip. Thank you, iHeart. All right? And I did. She came to Cannes with me, too, by the way. But we got front page news up next year.
Yes, indeed. And I hate to give this tragic news, but we're going to talk about the 46 people who were found dead in a tractor trailer after a suspected smuggling incident in Texas.
Ugh. All right, let's talk about it. It's The Breakfast Club. Yes, it's the world's most dangerous morning show, The Breakfast Club. Charlamagne Tha God, Angela Yee. I don't know where the hell Envy is at quite yet, but we'll get to him in a minute. It's time for front page news right here.
Yes, indeed. And this is a really tragic story. At least 46 people were found dead inside a tractor trailer. This was in San Antonio. They're saying this is a suspected case of human smuggling. It was between the 90s and 100 degrees in San Antonio. It was a refrigerated tractor trailer, but they did not have a visibly working air conditioning unit or water, according to officials. They were found because a worker nearby heard a cry for help. Now, here is the police chief, Charles Hood.
Fortunately, we were able to transport 16 people. 12 of those are adults and 4 pediatric. All of them were conscious at the time upon transportation. Patients that we saw were hot to the touch. They were suffering from heat stroke, heat exhaustion, no signs of water in the vehicle. It was a refrigerated tractor trailer, but there was no visible working AC unit on that rig.
So while 46 people were found dead, there were 16 people who were transported to area hospitals. There's also 3 people in custody right now, and they're saying this is now a federal investigation.
What was it? Were they immigrants? Was it human trafficking? What was it?
Well, they're calling it smuggling, but from what the mayor is saying, it looks like it was people who are trying to find a better life.
So immigrants from someplace.
Yeah, migrants.
Migrants.
Now, here is what the mayor of San Antonio had to say.
You know, there are... that we know of, 46 individuals who are no longer with us, who had families, who were likely trying to find a better life. And we have 16 folks who are fighting for their lives in the hospital. Our focus right now is to try to bring aid to them as best we can, but this is nothing short of a horrific human tragedy.
We hope that those responsible for putting these people in such humane conditions are prosecuted to the fullest extent of the law.
That is horrible. I'm sending all of those people human energy, all the healing energy, all their families healing energy. Mm-hmm. But what else we got you? You can't just hit us with that first thing in the morning and not come with something positive.
I'm sorry. Well, I don't know if this is positive either at all, but CVS, Walmart, and Rite Aid are limiting the purchases of Plan B pills.
Oh, Lord.
Yes, so that is because there's a surge in demand after the Supreme Court decision last week to overturn Roe versus Wade. The pills are in short supply or out of stock.
I don't understand the retailers' websites. Mm-hmm. Things like that I don't understand, because you know there's going to be a surge in Plan B pills. You know there's going to be a surge in contraceptives. People knew that this vote was happening. The Supreme Court leaked that they were going to overturn Roe versus Wade a while ago. So why wouldn't these companies, you know, produce a lot of this product to have readily available?
Yeah, well, they're capping the purchases of the pills this week at 4 or 6. And so they said they did have some pills available without purchasing restrictions, but only for pills that would ship out next month.
Yeah.
So I'm sure they did get prepared for this, but that's a huge surge right now. People are stocking up.
4 or 6 should be more than enough, though. Jesus Christ. If you got to take more than 6 Plan B pills, come on.
Yeah. You know what? I do know people who have worked in healthcare, and a lot of times people will stock up on it to make sure they have it to give to people, too.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so they're like, does anybody need this? So
I wonder how that's going to impact like things like birth control. I mean, I know Clarence Thomas said that, you know, he wanted to go after the contraceptives next. But I wonder how that's going to impact things like the shot and like birth controls that you have to actually put in your body.
Yeah, I mean, I think that would be ridiculous. The whole point is that prevents you from getting pregnant. So it's not like you're having an abortion. This prevents you from getting pregnant at all. So that's what the Plan B pill does.
But I'm saying, if he wants to get rid of contraceptives and stuff,
that doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, I wonder how. I don't know.
And what does that have to do with no more condoms either?
I think contraception. That's what I think. I think about condoms and all that, Plan B pills, all of that type of stuff.
Yeah, well, Jesus Christ, he's got to go. All right. Well, that is your front page news.
Did you just say you want him to die?
No, he's got to go out of office.
He's not just a Supreme Court justice. It's a lifetime.
He can step down.
It's a lifetime appointment.
He can retire.
That's not happening.
I didn't say I wanted him to die. I just said he can retire. He's got to go from that office. I wouldn't wish death on anyone.
All right. Let's talk about get it off your chest. Okay. 1-800-585-1051. If you got something that you want to get off your chest, if you want to vent, if you want to tell us why you're blessed, let us know right now. It's the world's most dangerous morning show, The Breakfast Club.
First he changed music, then he changed the world. The hit movie Bob Marley, One Love, is now streaming on Paramount Plus. Celebrate the life and legacy of an icon who inspired generations through his message of love, peace, and unity. In this powerful and uplifting film, discover Bob Marley's story of overcoming adversity and the journey behind his revolutionary music that changed the world. If you missed it in theaters, now's your chance to watch at home. Stream the hit movie Bob Marley, One Love, now on Paramount Plus, rated PG-13. Head to ParamountPlus.com/OneLove to try it free now.
Variety is back with its annual Entertainment Marketing Summit on April 24th at the luxurious Beverly Hilton Hotel in Los Angeles. This must-attend event for entertainment marketers will feature conversations with leaders from Netflix, Paramount, Activision, Mattel, LA Rams, Google, and more. Plus, an exclusive keynote conversation with Paris Hilton. The networking opportunities are unbeatable. And once you register, you can start chatting with other registrants to plan a meetup at the lunch or cocktail hour. Limited tickets are available, so secure your spot today at events.variety.com.
AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work and traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Mom met a lot of your demands over the years. This Mother's Day, get her the Bartesian cocktail maker that makes premium cocktails on demand. In just 30 seconds, have your choice of over 60 premium or seasonal cocktails, all at the touch of a button. Get $50 off on the Bartesian cocktail maker now when you buy one pack of cocktail capsules. So, for all the times you made a mess, get Mom the countertop cocktail system that makes premium cocktails without making any mess at all. For all the times you begged for soda, get her premium cocktail capsules made with real fruit juice and craft bitters. For all the times you demanded tacos for dinner, get her the Bartesian that mixes margaritas in just 30 seconds. Make mom's Mother's Day and all the 364 days that aren't Mother's Day with a Bartesian cocktail maker at $50 off. Visit bartesian.com/mother now to get $50 off the Bartesian Premium Cocktail Maker. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
The Breakfast Club.
This is your time to get it off your chest. Whether you're man
or black.
Say it with your chest.
We want to hear from you on The Breakfast Club.
So if you got something on your mind, let it out.
What's up? It's Get It Off Your Chest. Call us up, 800-585-1051. What's up, Kia?
Hey, it's my birthday.
Hey,
happy
Cancer
birthday.
Gang.
Yes.
Big Cancer energy.
Super emotional and moody and all in my feelings. Mm.
That's beautiful. That's a Cancer. That's us in a nutshell. Well, in a crab shell.
Yes. I was born in 1981, Uncle Charles.
I was born in 1978.
What's your birthday song?
I don't really have a birthday song, but I look at y'all as like my older cousins because y'all are like a couple of years older than me. I'm 41.
True.
And y'all are like the older cousins are like the big kids in the neighborhood.
So you're 41, yeah. I'll be 44 tomorrow.
It's a blessing. Right. Ain't it a blessing?
Yes, it is. Mm-hmm. So I was calling because I need a little bit of assistance. I was diagnosed with breast cancer December of 2020, and literally a month later my mother passed away. Ooh. And then a month after that I was in the hospital for an infection in my colon and
Lord
literally spent like 36 days in the hospital.
Wow.
So I'm better. I've done chemo, radiation, all of the scary drugs and, you know, the stuff that makes you sick. I'm on the other side of that. I just have the reconstructive procedures to put everything back together.
Okay.
But the medical bills is killing me.
All right.
I have a job. I got a good job. It's not like I'm not working, but it's like that's survival and utilities and rent and whatever. Medical bills is like, damn, you know, I got to do some cheap groceries so I can put, you know, $75, $80 on a medical bill.
Okay. So how can we help out this morning?
Can I put my Cash App out there for if any of your listeners want to be generous and
absolutely
help me out?
You can do that. I'm gonna send you something personally too, since it's your birthday and you Cancer Gang like me. Okay.
Yes.
What's your
happy birthday to you too, cousin Charlotte?
Let's get that Cash App.
It's Curly Curvy Kia.
Hold on now, slow down. You said what?
Wait, one second.
Okay. Curly, like curly hair.
Okay, CURLY.
Curvy. CURVY.
Okay.
Kia, KIA.
Let's see if you came up. Kia T?
Yes.
Oh, I see you, Curly Kia T. Okay.
Yes, because I got natural curls. I rock the natural hair, and I'm curvy, and, you know, I'm proud of it.
I'm going to send you a little something right now. I'm going to put, what you want me to put for? Bills?
Put birthday, yes. For her birthday.
Oh, birthday, there you go.
It's her birthday.
I'm going to put for your B-Day.
Y'all are such a blessing. Uncle Charlotte, when you talk about mental health, like, I hear you and I just say, yes, please, yes. Black people need mental health.
I sent it. You got it?
Yes, and Angela Yee, thank you.
You're welcome.
How much you sent, Yee?
I'm not telling you.
Okay.
How much you sent?
I let her tell you.
How much he sent?
Y'all are close together.
Okay, we close together.
All right.
Yeah,
happy birthday. I hope that helps out a little bit. You could do something nice for yourself, too.
Yeah, my sister's taking me to the Bridgerton experience. You know about that?
Oh, my God. You know I love Bridgerton, girl. You know I got the Pat McGrath Bridgerton makeup line.
I bought the whole, like, the Regency era costume on Amazon with the tiara and the elbow length gloves and the dress. Oh, my God. I'm going to look like straight out of the movie.
You got to send us a picture. You heard Reggae Jean. What's his name? Reggae Jean is coming back next season.
Oh,
supposedly, maybe.
I did the whole season in one night and was like, I can't go to work tomorrow.
Let me ask you this. What was better, season one or season two?
season one. Mm-hmm. Well, actually, no. Season two. The sex scene at the end of season two. Oh, my God.
All right. Well, enjoy your birthday, everybody. Make sure y'all bless her, all right?
Peace, queen.
Love you. Thank you.
Love. All right, let's get it off your chest. We do that every morning right here on The Breakfast Club. Now, Yee, you got a rumor report coming up?
Yes, a new Cardi B coming out on Friday. We got that teaser for you.
All right, we'll talk about it when we come back. It's The Breakfast Club.
The Breakfast Club.
Cardi.
Listen up.
It's just in.
All the gossip.
Gossip.
The rumor report.
Gossip.
With Angela Yee.
It's The Rumor Report.
The Breakfast Club.
All right, well, get ready for new music from Cardi B. She put out a snippet of her song, Hot-ish, featuring Lil Durk and Kanye West. Is going to be coming out on, is the first Friday?
Yes, July 1st is Friday.
Okay, it's coming out on Friday. Here's that snippet. Okay.
Interesting combination. Body, Kanye West, Durk, and then Take Heath, you said? Hmm? That produced it?
Oh. Let me see who produced it.
I think that was it. I think that.
It sounds like a bop, though.
Yeah.
Don't tell me you're not in here.
I mean, it's interesting. Can't wait to hear it.
Yeah, so that's coming out this Friday. Now, she did go on Twitter Spaces and discuss the new single. And here's what she had to say about the new song.
I just don't feel like doing too much this time around because I'm just exhausted with everybody. I'm so tired of people not doing their job correctly. I'm so tired of people just doing things their way. I'm going to put this record. If it do good, it do good. I think it's going to do good because at the end of the day, the record is amazing. It's something that I feel like y'all haven't heard from me before. I feel like people is expecting a lot of slutness and blah, blah, blah. Yeah, I keep talking. I keep making TikTok records and this and that. This is definitely not that. It's a fun, it's a great record. It's masculine. Unfortunately, I won't be dropping it with the video. I'm just not in the mood for a lot of things.
She's over it.
Yeah, body playing with house money at this point. Like, trust me, body, you have overexceeded expectations. And what's considered good when it comes to a record? Like, you don't have to have a number one every time. Like, we don't expect you to have a number one with every single.
Right. She said she feels like she hasn't put out a record in a year and a half, so it's a lot of pressure. And here's what she had to say to Bardi Gang.
So many people want me to fail. So many people want to, like, delude me. Like, so, but that's why I wish everything was perfect, but it's not perfect. And I'm going to put out this record just how it is. I do think the record's great. I have this record already for almost 3 years. It's actually, I think this record is actually older than WAP.
Wow.
And it's everyone's favorite.
Well, if you're only as good as your last hit, boy, her last record was massive. WAP. Not only was it massive, it started a cultural conversation. It was a number one record. Like, yeah, the body, you're gonna be fine. Put the music out. Have fun.
Yeah, so I can't wait to hear that. So that's coming out on Friday. Now, Wendy Williams, her podcast planning is in full swing. They said she has been lining up celebrities already to sit down with. And so, you know, according to her manager, Will, he'll be executive producing that podcast, and says that she recently spoke to Snoop and Fat Joe about being guests. She's planning to focus more on her own personal favorites from the music world. She's also had conversations with the Kardashians and even a member of the Trump family. They didn't say which member, but that's the plan. So we don't know if she's going to partner with Spotify, with Apple, put it out independently, any of those things. But she's trying to make those decisions right now, and I'm sure anybody would take that.
I'm sure iHeart might make a bid. Who knows? You know, God bless it all. Wish you the best.
All right. Now, I do want to send out some prayers for Shaka Zulu. He is the longtime manager and partner of Ludacris.
Mm.
And he, unfortunately, was shot. He was among three people who was shot in Buckhead in Atlanta. According to police, they say it happened in the parking lot of a Peachtree Hill shopping center where the bar apartment 4B is. They said they don't know if it's any connection to that restaurant, but they did learn that he was one of the people who was shot. He is in the hospital. He is recovering at the hospital. They are still searching for the shooter. One person, unfortunately, was killed, And Shaka Zulu was one of the two people hospitalized. They said there appears to have been an argument or an altercation that happened, and the victims were shot in the parking lot of the shopping center. He is a friend of all of ours, so I am sending out some prayers for Shaka Zulu. He's done a lot of great things in the community, just an all-around great person, a great leader. And so just want to make sure that we're sending out some prayers right now for his family and hoping that he'll be okay, and for the other victim as well.
You know, we was in the room earlier, and you said, can you believe Shaka Zulu got shot? And my answer was, can I believe it? Yes. And you said, because Shaka don't bother nobody, and that is true. But guess what? These niggas bother everybody. Okay, every day of our life, we are trying to avoid crazy. We're trying to avoid people who are dealing with so much pain and hurt and trauma that they love projecting that pain, hurt, and trauma on others. And that is what happened, I think, in this situation. Because Shaka Zulu don't bother a damn soul at all. Like, you shoot Shaka Zulu.
All right,
Shaka?
Look, I'm just hoping that he's okay and that he'll pull through. So we are definitely doing those prayers. Okay?
Shaka don't do nothing but empower people.
He's like the nicest person.
Shaka don't do nothing but show up for black people all the time. And y'all shot Shaka Zulu.
Even early in my career, he always been just super cool to me. You know, there's some people that only care about you once you on. But even in the very beginning, he always been
that's true.
Supportive.
That is true. Salute to Shaka Zulu, man. And definitely,
let's not forget that they came from the world of radio, too.
That's what I'm saying. Like, Shaka Zulu, Ludacris, Lala, like, they all came up together. And, you know, that Shaka's one of those people who really, you know, understands radio personalities and respects radio personalities. He's just a good brother, you know? So when you ask me, can I believe, you know, they shot Shaka, I don't put nothing past these niggas in 2022.
All right. Well, that is your rumor report.
Sending Shaka Zulu and his family all the healing energy in the world, man. Lord have mercy. Now, you got front page news coming in?
Yes. Let's talk about Brittany Griner. And the Russian court has scheduled for her trial to start. We'll give you all the details.
All right. We'll talk about it when we come back. It's The Breakfast Club.
The Breakfast Club. Your mornings will never be the same.
Our Audible pick of the day is The Big Lie, an Audible original starring John Hamm. It's about three filmmakers producing a controversial movie in Hollywood during the 1950s. Start listening with a free 30-day Audible trial at audible.com/breakfastclub. Yes, it's the world's most dangerous morning show, The Breakfast Club. Charlamagne Tha God, Angela Yee. Envy is on his way, but it's time for front page news. What we got, Yee?
All right, well, a Russian court on Monday, yesterday, scheduled Brittany Griner's trial to start on Friday, according to her lawyer. And they also ruled that her detention will be extended 6 months pending the outcome of what is going to happen. This is all starting from when she was detained, and the United States State Department is saying that she was wrongfully detained, and that's for having what they claim was cannabis oil in her luggage. They accused her of smuggling significant amounts of a narcotic substance, an offense that's punishable by up to 10 years in prison. She was arrested February 17th. So she did make an in-person appearance, and so there were pictures of her available to see online.
Well, I hope she don't get 10 years. You know, that would be horrible. But it's weird to me when people say things like, all she had was a vape cartridge. I'm like, Russian laws are different, clearly.
And yeah, but you know,
a
lot of people feel like this
ain't nothing, but in Russia, it's probably a big deal.
A lot of people are expressing concern she's being used as a political pawn because of the rising tensions, obviously, between Russia and Ukraine. And so that's what a lot of people believe as well.
I'm sure that's the case.
Mm-hmm.
Are there things going on behind the scenes? I think I read something yesterday where they say some things are moving behind the scenes to get her home.
I mean, they're trying.
Mm-hmm.
They're trying, but, you know, again, this could be something where they're trying to trade for us to release certain people, for them to release her. That's why they're saying they believe that she is a political pawn.
Don't take drugs to Russia. We got the memo on Dubai, okay? that future mixtape 56 Nights showed us that you shouldn't take drugs to Dubai.
All right, now Kamala Harris is talking about the overturning of Roe versus Wade. And by the way, Louisiana and Utah trigger laws banning abortions have been temporarily blocked by the courts. So, you know, there were these trigger laws that as soon as Roe versus Wade was overturned, that effectively banned or severely limited abortions in certain states. Well, Louisiana and Utah, those trigger laws are being challenged. And so right now they're saying at least they're hoping to work on a request for a preliminary injunction that, if successful, would keep abortion legally available in the state after the temporary restraining order expires. So providers in Louisiana stopped performing abortions on Friday, unsure if it was legal because of the vagueness of the bill, but they did block the ban from taking effect. right now, so we don't know what's going to happen.
Salute to everybody in Louisiana. My man Gary Chambers Jr., he'll be joining us this morning. You know, he's running for Senate in Louisiana.
Well, here's what Kamala Harris's initial reaction to the overturning of Roe versus Wade was.
You know, it's one thing when you know something's going to happen. It's another thing when it actually happens. And I couldn't believe it. I couldn't believe it. Because they actually did it. And here's what they did. The court actually took a constitutional right that has been recognized for half a century and took it from the women of America. That's shocking when you think about it, in terms of what that means, in terms of democratic principles, in terms of the ideals upon which we were founded about liberty, about freedom.
It's one thing, she said, it's one thing when you know something is going to happen, but it's another when it actually happens. Well, if you knew it was going to happen, it shouldn't be shocking.
You know eventually it's going to actually happen.
Yeah. It shouldn't be shocking if you knew it was going to happen.
All right, here's what else she had to say about how this decision does affect everyone.
And when we think about it, everyone has something at risk on this. First of all, if you are a parent of sons, do think about what this means for the life of your son and what that will mean in terms of the choices he will have. Do think about it in the context of the fact that they wrote this decision, including, you know, concurring opinions that suggest that other rights, such as the freedom to make decisions about when you were going to start a family, the freedom and the right to make decisions about contraception.
Huh?
What do you mean? What are you hiding?
She kind of lost me at the sons thing. Like, who either just the sons?
Well, it affects everyone, she's saying. Not just women, but it affects men as well when it comes to family planning.
She's saying both.
Oh.
Got you.
Oh, my gosh. Who is that?
Good morning.
Yeah,
got you. You can't just pop in here like you've been here this whole time.
I have.
But what did that mean? Okay.
It does. It does affect everybody.
It impacts. I got to listen to it again. I watched it last night, but that still confused me.
All right, play it again.
And when we think about it, everyone has something at risk on this. First of all, if you are a parent of sons, do think about what this means for the life of your son and what that will mean in terms of the choices he will have. Do think about it in the context of the fact that they wrote this decision, including, you know, concurring opinions that suggest that other rights, such as the freedom to make decisions about when you were going to start a family, the freedom and the right to make decisions about contraception.
True, but what does that mean for the life of your son? Like, that means your son has to wear condoms. That means your son can't be out here just randomly shooting people's clubs up if you don't want to have a baby.
I mean, well, somebody. Things happen, and contraception is not 100% effective.
Mm-hmm.
And just like it affects a woman, it affects a man, because what if mutually y'all come together and don't want to have a child at that time, but there's no choice. So, you know, ideally, if a woman gets pregnant, she has a conversation and y'all can make a decision together. But if there's no decision to be made, or if things are severely restricted and you have to travel, you know, and get on a flight, both of you to go and have an abortion, that will restrict and affect your decision making.
Yeah. I mean, the man is involved in that decision making process.
But ideally, yes.
It ultimately comes down to the woman.
Yes, it does ultimately. But, you know, you have that conversation in an ideal situation. All right, now here's what else Kamala had to say about the justices during the confirmation.
I never believed them. I didn't believe them. That's why I voted against them.
Do you think that there's anything to be done now? I mean, they were under oath.
Listen, it was clear to me when I was sitting in that chair as a member of the Senate Judiciary Committee that they were very likely to do what they just did. That was my perspective, that was my opinion, and that's why I voted like I did.
I mean, they all confuse me often because, you know, the vice president says she never believed the judges when they said they would uphold Roe v. Wade. So if you never believed them, watching them overturn Roe v. Wade shouldn't be shocking. And if you knew they were going to do all these things, you should have had preventative measures in place to stop this from happening. And can someone smarter than me explain to me why Nancy Pelosi said yesterday they need to eliminate the filibuster to codify Roe versus Wade, and the vice president said she disagrees with that? Could somebody smarter than me explain it to me? Because I don't know.
No idea.
Mm-mm.
About that. We need somebody who's an expert, because I don't want to give any wrong information. All right. Well, that is your front page news.
All right. Good morning, guys.
Hey, Envy.
How
welcome.
You feeling? Hey. All right. Everybody doing good? Everybody feeling all right?
Yeah.
Yes, indeed.
You made it. Did you shower?
Yes, I did shower.
Yay.
Hey. Yeah, I had a rash breakout, so I,
what?
I'm just messing with y'all. Nah, I just overslept.
It could be monkeypox.
It could be monkeypox. What we going, huh? What we doing?
I wanted. I mean, there's so many different places we could go. I'm still confused about this Kamala thing because I thought this was about women, so I don't understand why she's bringing it up. I mean, I can understand
she's
why she's bringing up
everyone.
Sons.
She's trying to say it's not just a woman's issue; it's an everyone
but
issue.
But she was very specific about sons. And
so what's your thoughts? What are you thinking?
I don't know what I'm thinking. I just want somebody to explain it to me. I want to know what people think when they hear stuff like that. You know, sometimes somebody can say something in a conversation, and be like, "Oh, okay, now I get it." Right now, I don't get it. I don't think nobody in this room really gets it either. But
yes. All right. The codifying or the affecting sons?
The affecting sons.
Okay.
All right. Yes. So we're opening up the phone lines. I should have stayed.
Because I thought this was about women.
You're confusing me.
It is about women.
I thought this was about women.
But they're saying
but
that
men
we
are supporting women.
But I think men need to be concerned as well.
Yes.
It affects women, but it also does affect men.
All right.
It affects everybody. So it shouldn't be just us worried about it.
All right. 800-585-1051. Let's talk
that's
about
easy.
It.
I like that's explained easily. I like that.
All right. Well, Kamala Harris says some things that confuse Charlamagne.
I don't think she just confused me, bro. I don't think I'm the only one confused by this. Those statements.
Let's open up the phone lines. What's your opinion? Let's talk about it. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Call 800-585-1051 to join into the discussion with The Breakfast Club.
Talk about it.
Morning, everybody. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Now, if you just joined us, 800-585-1051.
I am confused.
What are you confused about?
I was watching Vice President Kamala Harris interview with Dana Bash last night on CNN, and you know, she said a few things that confused me, but this one thing in particular confused me a lot. Can we play it?
Everyone has something at risk on this. First of all, if you are a parent of sons, do think about what this means for the life of your son and what that will mean in terms of the choices he will have. Do think about it in the context of the fact that they wrote this decision, including concurring opinions, that suggests that other rights, such as the freedom to make decisions about when you were going to start a family, the freedom and the right to make decisions about contraception.
Now, what confused you about this?
I just want somebody to explain to me what she's saying here. You know, it just seems strange to bring up sons at a time like this. Like, it's not your son's rights that have been... you know, stripped away. I agree with her. You know, this impacts everyone, but not because of the Supreme Court overturning Roe v. Wade. That's one part of it, but because of what else the Supreme Court could be planning. You know what I mean? Like, and we know that they're planning to take away more of our rights. And I hate that they are saying we knew this was going to happen, because if you knew it was going to happen, what did you do to prevent it? You
but
know?
Is it a clip where, you know, because I didn't see the full interview, is it a clip where she talks about women's rights and saying our sons will also be affected by this as well?
That's what I'm thinking. I watched it, you know, last night. But you know what else was interesting? There was a part where Dana Bash, like, you know, had to tell Kamala she's a woman. And Kamala said, yes, I am a woman. And I'm the daughter of a woman and the granddaughter of a woman, which should be obvious.
So I'm confused.
But maybe not in 2022. I don't know.
He didn't think that Kamala Harris knew she was a woman?
It's 2022, Envy. Do you know if you're a woman or not?
I'm a car.
Are you a car?
Vroom.
Vroom, vroom. Oh, you identify as a car?
I identify as a car.
That would make you a transformer. It would though. That would. Okay.
I'm going back home.
I don't want somebody to explain to me what she's saying here. What do you think she's saying?
Yeah. Do you know what she's saying?
I mean, I think she's talking about family planning. And one thing that I learned from talking to the former president of Planned Parenthood is we think of people who get abortions as like, you know, young people who just decided not to have a kid. But there are people who are married who have kids who decide they don't want to have more children. It's family planning. And so sometimes that is a decision that a man and a woman make together.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, sometimes, and yes, ultimately it is up to a woman. It's her body. She makes the choice. But when you're coming together to talk, if you're limiting the choices and options that we have together as a family to make those decisions, it does affect everybody.
Yeah.
It doesn't just affect women. And so men should be supportive of making sure that women have the availability to make any choices that we want to make when it comes to our body, because as a father, you're going to have these responsibilities too. And if you both decide that's not what you want to do, but it's harder for you to have an abortion, it does affect the man as well.
No, I agree with that. I guess maybe it just feels weird because it's the, you know, the vice president who's a woman. And, you know, one of the first things out of her mouth is, what about your sons?
Yeah, I mean, for me as a woman, I didn't really care about y'all. But I do feel like men need to be supportive of making sure that women have these options available and can decide what we want to do.
Yeah, absolutely. True. Yeah, I think men should be supportive. But at the end of the day, it is a woman's choice regardless.
So what would you tell your son at a time like this? You guys, I don't have any sons. I got four daughters. Mm-hmm. You got a son, Envy, and, you know, Logan is of age. He's more diesel than you. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
What does that mean?
He's clearly out here in these streets, I'm sure.
Okay.
I'm sure women are on him.
He has a girlfriend, but go ahead.
Oh. Mm-hmm. Okay. What would you tell him?
At this time, when it comes to this, I mean,
you would say, don't worry, son. We can afford it. I can fly you somewhere. That's what you would say.
I'm not ready to be a grandfather.
I'll take you in the Phantom. Don't worry.
I mean, I explained it to him. I mean, but it's also, I've never had an abortion. Me and my wife never had an abortion. Mm-hmm. I have never had to deal with it.
Yeah,
but
you definitely never had one.
No. But I do feel like it is a woman's choice. And whether people agree or disagree or like or dislike, I do feel like that should be a woman's choice. And not only for, you know, and I get it. Some people feel like, you know, life is when the heartbeat begins and you're taking a life. And some people feel like, you know, people are using abortion as contraceptives. But mm-hmm. I feel like that's a woman's choice regardless. You know what I mean?
Whether or not you personally believe it, it shouldn't. You
exactly.
can do what you want to do with your body. Don't tell anybody what to do with theirs.
Exactly. Yeah, and that's how I feel.
I would tell all the sons out there, all the young men, I mean, if anything, it should just make you more responsible. You know, use your contraceptives. You know, don't just be out here sleeping around with anyone. You know, mm-hmm. stop acting like you're rolling dice in the back of a moving pickup truck, you know?
But I also remember the conversation my wife's mother had, and that was, no matter what happens, if you do get pregnant at an early age, do not go to no backyard abortion clinic. Do not go to anybody's basement.
Yeah.
You come to me first, and we'll deal with it the way we have to deal with it.
Because the last thing you want is people buying things online, trying to get...
Absolutely. And hurt themselves.
Yeah, because we all know... I mean, listen, I've had conversations with women who've had to go through that. My friend's mother was telling me how she had an illegal abortion and how awful it was for her and dangerous it was.
I just wanted to record the show that everything we're talking about right now,
women.
Center of it is women.
Right.
You got to really go out of your way to bring men into this conversation. So that's why I say I just want somebody to explain to me, you know, what she was saying there. That's all.
Hello, who's this?
Hi, this is Shannon. How are you?
How are you doing this morning?
Hey, Shannon.
Hello, guys. I listen to you all the time. Thanks for having me on.
Okay, school me. Explain to me what she was saying.
I got a bone to pick with you. So you're like, how is this affecting sons? You know, you're coming off like this is just a women's issue and that Brenda is still with a baby all by herself with no support. So I really am disappointed in your opinion. Does that open your eyes a little bit?
A little bit, but her statement was, how does this impact your sons? She didn't say it as a partnership.
Well, I mean, so you're saying that women having abortions don't affect males, like the father of the baby that's being aborted?
So, sometimes they don't, because the truth to the matter is sometimes men and women sleep with each other, and the woman has already made up her mind, I'm not having this baby by this guy. So sometimes they do, sometimes they don't. But I'm saying, like, she didn't explain that specifically. That's why it was so confusing. She was just like, what about your sons?
Right, but that's true. But let's say that the option's taken away like it is now. And your son, I know you got girls, but let's say, you know, you have a son and he gets a girl pregnant and that option is taken away. That affects him, right?
Oh, I agree 100%. So that's what she's saying. She's just simply saying it impacts your sons as well.
Impacts both.
Yeah, she's trying to say it's everyone, not just women.
Got you.
800-585-1051. We're talking about something Kamala Harris said yesterday during the interview. Let's play it right fast.
Everyone has something at risk on this. First of all, if you are a parent of sons, do think about what this means for the life of your son and what that will mean in terms of the choices he will have. Do think about it in the context of the fact that they wrote this decision, including concurring opinions, that suggests that other rights, such as the freedom to make decisions about when you were going to start a family, the freedom and the right to make decisions about contraception.
And don't get mad at me because she didn't explain it well. She's the vice president. It's supposed to be very clear and very concise.
Does Biden explain things well?
No!
All right, then.
That's my point.
All right.
That's why we're all so confused now. Do you see the state of the country? Huh?
Call us up, 800-585-1051. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. I know when
I'm in. Call me.
Add your opinions to The Breakfast Club topic.
Come on.
800-585-1051.
Morning, everybody. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning. Now, if you just joined us, we're talking about Kamala Harris. She was doing an interview last night
with Dana Bash on CNN.
And this is what she said.
Everyone has something at risk on this. First of all, if you are a parent of sons, do think about what this means for the life of your son and what that will mean in terms of the choices he will have. Do think about it in the context of the fact that they wrote this decision, including, you know, concurring opinions that suggest that other rights, such as the freedom to make decisions about when you were going to start a family, the freedom and the right to make decisions about contraception.
And that confused me a little bit. You know what I mean? I got a little bit more clarity now on what she was attempting to say, you know, but, you know, it just seems strange to bring up sons at a time like this, because it's not your son's rights that have been stripped away. You know, like, all this whole conversation should be centered around women, and, you know, men should be the French fries. Clearly, the main course in this situation is women.
Hello, who's this?
Hey, this is Charles Brown. How you doing?
What's up, Charles Brown? How you feeling, brother?
How you knew his name was Charles Brown? I didn't know what the hell he said.
My name's Charles Brown.
You didn't tell what he said.
Yeah,
Charles,
Charlie Brown.
How are you, Charles Brown?
How are you doing, Charles Brown?
You understand what Kamala Harris is saying, Charles Brown?
Yes, sir, I do, Mr. Charlemagne. She's looking at it from the point of a judge, and that, yes, it's her body, her choice. However, if her choice is to keep the child at that time, it affects your sons by saying they are responsible for her decision. And that's all she's going strictly from a judge. If she doesn't want the child, that's fine. But if she wants it, your child, your son, now has to pay for that child for 18 years unless he gives up his parental rights, in which in some states it's a little harder to do. She could, you know, if you don't pay your child support, she can have you sent to jail. And that affects your son in a very negative way.
So basically what she's saying is your son does not have the option to be a deadbeat. Okay? He could still be a deadbeat, though.
He's going to jail if he's a deadbeat.
Would he?
Yes.
If you don't,
if you don't pay child support.
Okay. All right.
Hello. Who's this?
So it don't stop a man from, if a man's gonna be a deadbeat, he's gonna be a deadbeat regardless.
Yeah. Hello. Who's this?
It's anonymous.
You know, it's the radio.
There's a reason why it's anonymous. What is he about to say?
I'm just reaching out to my boy Charlamagne, trying to give him an understanding.
Give me some understanding, sir.
Coming from a man with multiple abortions, the lady is basically saying that all those one-night stands and pinky links, that you just got to be more strategic. With this new rule, you're not going to be able to, a couple months later, okay, we're going to get this done. So she's basically saying the man is just as important. We're just not carrying the baby, but everything else other than carrying the baby, it's completely even. So,
Now, I understand this, brother, because the first thing I said was, if anything, it should make a son be more responsible.
Correct.
That's the only thing I could think of.
That you're saying, because just from personal situations and friends and stuff, 9 times out of 10, it's the man is the reason that the abortion is going down. I'm not saying that's the specific for every situation.
I wouldn't say that.
I don't know about that. Sometimes women don't even tell y'all.
She basically could have just said men in general. I think that's where you got confused.
Yeah, it's the word sons. No, you're right. You're right.
Well, because I guess every man is a son.
That is true. I mean, but
I mean,
all those sneaky links and one night stands after the club. You just gotta be more careful because you ain't gonna have that security blanket.
I don't think Kamala meant the sneaky links.
By the way, that shouldn't be a security blanket, and that's part of the reason the Supreme Court did that.
And that's why I was gonna say that. I was gonna say, how many abortions have you had, sir?
I done had 3, and my fourth one, I ended up having twin girls, ironically.
What do you mean, your fourth? Huh?
The fourth one didn't work out.
I done had 3 abortions, so my fourth one that got pregnant, she ended up having twin girls.
So at what point did you start being more responsible? Are you just allergic to latex?
No, I grew up. It's about growing up.
Okay. All right. I'm not judging you, sir.
No, it's not, but he's part of the reason why, when he said something about, you know, you almost use it as a contraceptive, and that's what...
Yeah, he says it's a security blanket.
Yeah. And that's what people were scared about, that people are using abortions as security blankets.
Yeah.
Fact. Yeah.
And you know, a guy will try to talk a woman, if he doesn't want to have a child, now it might make it even harder to be like, look, let's just go handle this.
I get it.
Yeah, I mean, it's just very sad that, you know, you put women in a predicament where if they want to have it, they might not be able to afford it. And now, like you said, they have to go back to a basement. They have to try to find other means and aftermarket pills and things that can affect their body because they can't afford a flight or afford to drive or afford the gas or afford a hotel to go to another state.
I wonder if this is going to make people more sexually responsible, though. You know what I mean? I don't know how reckless people are being out here in these streets. You know what I mean? But I'm just wondering if it will make people more responsible.
I doubt it.
Will they, you know, wear more condoms? Will they use more contraceptives? Will they, you know, actually care about who they hooking up with?
I doubt it.
You know?
I doubt it. You were young at one time, and when you were young and dumb, what did you do?
Excuse me?
Never mind. We got rumors on the way.
Excuse me,
yes,
sir.
And people were upset that Jussie Smollett was at the BET Awards and doing interviews, but I'll tell you what he was doing there, and we'll get your thoughts.
I was Jussie. I tell everybody I wasn't there.
Yo.
Okay.
But he was there doing everything. Yeah. He was doing interviews.
I would tell people, stop lying on me.
I talked to Jussie while
you ain't
he was
see Jussie. Stop lying.
I got a picture with
right?
him.
Right? Y'all lying on Jussie. Jussie was not at the BET Awards.
All right, and now we have a major announcement before Donkey. What's the major announcement? You gonna tell us, or we just gotta figure it out?
It'll be
another car show
before Donkey today.
This one ain't mine.
I'm doing a car show.
You doing a car show? We doing a car show.
Yeah, how mad would you be?
That one. I love car shows, and the stations love car shows because a lot of these stations don't have events, so this is the station's event, which I love. But
oh man, I got him started.
No, you're
not. only one person on the show can do car shows, guys. Come on, you don't have enough bandwidth.
But all right. The rumors up.
I got a
bit.
Car show coming to Brooklyn.
And speaking of car shows, my car show's coming in Atlanta.
Oh,
July.
Lord,
you didn't know. All right, it's the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
This is the Rumor Report with Angela Yee. Rumor has it.
Club. All right, well, Ray J went live with Sammy and Bobby Valentino and had some things to discuss. They talked about the verses that went down in L.A., and here is what they had to say about Ray J and singing One Wish and all of that.
I didn't try to steal your moment. I was really just trying to, like, sting with you. And then when I realized maybe you had too many Casamigo shots, we was trying to help. And if there's any consolation, the group part, that's your teammate part. He started singing and leading me in pleasure to my, you know what I'm saying? Why is he on our team?
I wasn't on so y'all. If
you want to be mad at anybody, you should be mad at.
As soon as I sang one off key, he bounced.
he abandoned ship, and now it's 3-on-1. I'm like, damn, now you looking crazy because you done start singing with me in pleasure.
And y'all singing my song.
If you guys recall, and I love this One Wish. I don't know why this moment is so funny to me, but here's Ray J singing One Wish. And then if you guys recall, that's when they all joined in to, I guess, support and help out with him singing.
Wish to have a million bucks.
Go.
Well, I wish I don't be in love. So feel me, pretty baby. I make one wish and I wish it all on you. Till my baby's born.
Say it again.
Yo, say it, come on.
Till my baby's born.
One more time.
Till my baby's born.
What?
Till my baby's born.
Uh-huh.
Till my baby's born.
One more time.
Till my baby's born.
Again.
Till my baby's born.
Woo!
Supreme Court needs to ban Ray J from ever getting on the stage live ever again. And Sammy's right. You know what I mean?
They're trying to help out.
I drop on the clues bombs with Sammy. I agree with him 100%. Ray J, you are a smart person. You should have accepted their help.
Okay? Till his baby's born.
Don't look at that as a fight. They were helping you out, brother. Okay?
Oh, my God. And you know what? Let's talk about Brandy now.
I do want to salute Ray J, though. He hit me up.
He said what?
He said that after Versus, he felt when he called into the Breakfast Club that first time. He said
that's exactly what he said.
He said the day after, he said he felt the same exact way he said he felt after he called into the Breakfast Club that time. He said that's how he felt after Versus.
You know, but you know what the funniest part was? He was leaving comments on the blogs and they wasn't making no sense.
It's Ray J.
You know, during the
I was like trying to decipher.
Does Ray J have to make sense?
Not
that's Ray J. Drop one of Clues bombs for Ray J. Damn it!
You know, during the BET Awards, that's how he started his intro.
Oh, I saw that.
Oh, we love.
I saw that. Listen, God bless Willie Ray Norwood Jr. All right.
And I also saw that he in one of his comments, somebody was talking about the Booty Goons, and he was like, "I did not make that phrase up." That was Angela Yee.
That is not true.
I did go back and listen, and he did not say Booty Goons at any point.
Oh, you said it.
Yee, he gave you the inspiration. He clearly told you what he had guys that were going to do to other guys.
But he didn't say the phrase.
He didn't say the phrase, but he gave you the inspiration.
I don't know how I just made that up then. All right, now Brandy is talking to Entertainment Tonight, and she was discussing how her collaboration came about with Jack Harlow when she hit the stage with him at the BET Awards. Here's what she said.
Just, I'm so thankful to Jack because he gave me this great opportunity to, like, be a rapper. Like, I've had a rap dream for years.
Is that what happened? You wanted to rap for a while.
I've been wanting to rap forever. And everybody was like, everybody just wants to hear you sing or don't do rap. But I'm like, I love rap. I love hip hop. I love all of that.
Will we get more rap from you in the future?
Do you want to get more rap from me in the future?
Clearly, the world wants more.
I'm asking you to, can you look at the camera? Because this is what I can use for management.
Okay,
because
you
said this is on ET.
Okay. We need more rap from Brandy. She showed you what she can do. Let's go.
She did a great job. All right, now Lil Nas X was also talking about his painful relationship with BET. And you guys know he did a BET diss late to the party. And he gave a statement to Rolling Stone detailing that relationship. He said, my relationship with BET has been painful and strained for quite some time. It didn't start with this year's nominations like most people might think. He said that BET was reluctant to book him at last year's awards show. He said they did let me perform on their show last year, but only after I gave assurances that I was not a Satanist or devil worshiper and that my performance would be appropriate for their audience. And he said, since last year's performance, we have been in touch to work on other projects. This is what a spokesperson for BET told Rolling Stone after this. He said, since last year's performance, we have been in touch to work on other projects. We are still excited about his previous performances and continue to wish him well. But today we are focused on culture's biggest night and delivering history-making moments for fans worldwide. Now, Lil Nas X did not attend the awards. But Jack Harlow did show his support. He wore a Lil Nas X t-shirt, if you guys saw that on the red carpet. Yes.
So. That was dope.
Mm-hmm. All right, well, that is your rumor report.
All right. Charlamagne.
Listen, man, 4 after the hour, I got Donkey of the Day, and it is the epitome of too much goddamn mayonnaise. But before Donkey, we have a special announcement that needs to be heard by the people now.
One wish, one wish.
You're supposed to play it right then and there, right? Okay, let me see.
All black hands up to the culture. The Black Effect Podcast Network has emerged as the gold standard for black creators to raise our voices and be heard in the podcast game. I go by the name of Charlamagne Tha God from the world's most dangerous morning show, The Breakfast Club. On Sunday, August 28th at the Mirage in Brooklyn, we'll turn things up with the first ever Black Effect Podcast Festival.
Respect to the culture.
We're doing it big with one day a live on-site podcast with some of your favorite shows and informative sessions for aspiring podcasters. This will be the place to celebrate, uplift, and amplify black voices. Hitting the live podcast stage, All the Smoke, 85 South Show, and Horrible Decisions. Reasonably Shady, Just Hilarious with Carefully Reckless, and many more. Get all the info on securing your tickets at blackeffect.com/podfest. And keep listening right here for a chance to win your way there.
That's right. Sunday, August 28th, the last day of summer, the first ever Black Effect Podcast Festival at the Brooklyn Mirage in Brooklyn. We're going to have food, drinks, merchandise, the whole festival experience, but with podcasts. Tickets go on sale July 6th, but we're going to be giving away tickets to the festival. We're doing fly-ins for people out of town, and if you are a Breakfast Club NFT owner, oh, we got some special things for you as well. So join us Sunday, August 28th at the first ever Black Effect Podcast Festival at the Mirage in Brooklyn.
So when are the tickets going on sale?
July 6th.
July 6th.
Yes, so you're going to go to Brooklyn?
Yes, I'll be in Brooklyn.
Woo!
At the Mirage in Brooklyn on Sunday, August 28th. Yes. So salute to Horrible Decisions and Matt Barnes and Steven Jackson with All the Smoke, DC Young Fly, Carlos Miller, Chico Bean with the 85 South Show, Reasonably Shady, and a host of others.
Mm-hmm.
Big Facts Podcast will be there, but July 6th, tickets go on sale.
All right.
That's right. First ever Black Effect Podcast Festival, Sunday, August 28th. Put it on your calendars now.
All right. Well, let's get to that donkey.
The Breakfast Club. Your mornings will never be the same.
A great night's sleep starts at Mattress Firm this summer. Right now, Mattress Firm is giving you a chance to win your dream bedroom suite, valued up to $2,500, plus $1,000 cash. To enter and view official rules, visit breakfastclubonline.com.
First he changed music, then he changed the world. The hit movie Bob Marley, One Love, is now streaming on Paramount Plus. Celebrate the life and legacy of an icon who inspired generations through his message of love, peace, and unity. in this powerful and uplifting film, discover Bob Marley's story of overcoming adversity and the journey behind his revolutionary music that changed the world. If you missed it in theaters, now's your chance to watch at home. Stream the hit movie Bob Marley, One Love, now on Paramount Plus. Rated PG-13. Head to ParamountPlus.com/OneLove to try it free now.
Variety is back with its annual Entertainment Marketing Summit on April 24th at the luxurious Beverly Hilton Hotel in Los Angeles. This must-attend event for entertainment marketers will feature conversations with leaders from Netflix, Paramount, Activision, Mattel, LA Rams, Google, and more. Plus, an exclusive keynote conversation with Paris Hilton. The networking opportunities are unbeatable. And once you register, you can start chatting with other registrants to plan a meetup at the lunch or cocktail hour. Limited tickets are available, so secure your spot today at events.variety.com.
Mother's Day is coming, and mom doesn't want flowers. She wants a cocktail. Here's a hint. Get mom Bartesian. It's the countertop cocktail maker that creates your choice of over 60 premium cocktails in less than 30 seconds, each at the touch of a button. Flowers die. Happy hour comes back every day. So get mom the machine that makes amazing cocktails with real fruit juices and craft bitters. Best of all, get $50 off a Bartesian premium cocktail maker with the purchase of one pack of cocktail capsules. So, instead of getting mom a reason to fill a flower vase with water, get mom the easiest, fastest way to fill her glass with the floral notes of gin. The best cocktails are premium cocktails, and the best day to get it for mom is Mother's Day, because you can get $50 off now for a limited time. Visit bartesian.com/mother to get the best premium cocktail maker for mom at the best price for you. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
I bet you're smart.
Yeah, and you like to hold your own in the group chat.
We can help you drop even more knowledge. My name is Martine Powers.
And I'm Elahe Izadi. We host a daily news podcast called Post Reports.
Every weekday afternoon, Post Reports takes you inside an important and interesting story with the kind of reporting that you can only get from The Washington Post.
You can listen to Post Reports wherever you get your podcasts. Go find it now and hit follow.
It's time for Donkey of the Day.
Donkeys of the Day, ask Charlemagne.
I'm a Democrat, so being Donkey of the Day is a little bit of a mixed up.
So like a donkey. Yeehaw.
Okay. Donkey of the Day.
The Breakfast Club, bitches.
Now, I've been called a lot in my 23 years, but Donkey of the Day is a new one.
Yes, Donkey of the Day for Tuesday, June 28th goes to a 36-year-old man in Atlanta who has not been named. Why, I don't know, but just know that mayonnaise is the root cause of today's Donkey of the Day. You heard what I said. Mayonnaise is the root cause of today's Donkey of the Day. Now, if you have been listening to The Breakfast Club for some years, then you know how I feel about mayonnaise. All right? Too much mayonnaise can ruin any dish. All right? You need just enough to make that potato salad hit. You need just enough in your tuna. Just enough on a sandwich. Just a little light spread, okay? Just because a little too much mayonnaise ruins everything. And sadly, today's Donkey of the Day reinforces how right I am about this. Okay, let's go to 11 Alive Atlanta for the report, please.
A store owner says his heart is with his employees after a shooting at a Subway on Northside Drive. The owner says one of his employees is dead.
Well-rounded young ladies, really hard workers. Everybody loved them.
The owner says the woman just started a few weeks ago. He says another employee is injured and says one of the employee's sons was inside, witnessing everything.
Well, we had a customer that came in, mm-hmm, that was a little upset about how his sandwich was fixed.
Come on, man.
Believe it or not, it was over too much mayonnaise on his sandwich.
He says the man started shooting and the store manager shot back. When police arrived, the owner says they made an arrest, but he's not sure who it was. The owner says they've seen him before. He's a previous customer, but there haven't been any issues in the past.
It's scary out here. Mm-hmm. It's scary out here. Too much goddamn mayonnaise.
What does your Uncle Charlotte tell you all the time? No, not niggas gonna nig. What I say is every day of our lives, we out here attempting to avoid crazy. Okay, trust me, I get up in the morning, I pray, I meditate, I chant my mantra, I light my sage, my Palo Santo, I ask God for a divine protection, I give out the energy I want to get back. You can do all that and still get hurt by someone who hasn't dealt with their pain. There's a lot of evil in this world, and there's a lot of unprocessed trauma in this world. There's a lot of pain in this world, okay? A lot of pain people are going through, and they are willing and ready to project that pain onto you for something as trivial as having too much goddamn mayonnaise. You know what? I ain't gonna bring God into this. Too much devil damn mayonnaise on a sandwich, okay? I am sending healing energy to that 26-year-old woman who was killed. I am sending healing energy to that 24-year-old employee who was shot in front of her 5-year-old son. She's now in critical condition over some devil damn Miracle Whip. Okay? America, I don't think we're going to make it. My grandmother used to say, I'd never seen a time like this before, and that was in the 90s. Okay, so I can only imagine what she would say about 2022, because I promise you, America as we know it is absolutely the devil's playground, all right? People need God, and they need therapy, and the rest of us need therapy to deal with the people in our lives who won't go to therapy, okay? Do I really have to tell y'all there is never a reason to kill, shoot, or even fight someone over a condiment? Huh? Not mayonnaise, not ketchup, not mustard, not Chick-fil-A sauce, not Polynesian sauce. Though that Polynesian sauce do be slapping, and Chick-fil-A has been being stingy with it lately. But even with them being stingy, not one of those condiments is worth taking a life and throwing your life away, okay? I never thought I would have to communicate this to people, but I guess I do. When you're in a situation, okay, when things don't go your way at a fast food restaurant, just use your words. Okay, do you realize this is things I tell my 3-year-old? Use your words. Communicate. Okay, a simple, there is too much mayonnaise on my sandwich will suffice. Hell, if you want to get spicy with it, you can say it's too much goddamn mayonnaise.
Too much goddamn mayonnaise.
Okay, I wouldn't recommend that because that's the fastest way to get a boogie in your food. All right, but the moral of the story is, this is just stupid. Okay, and I know Donkey today is all about giving people the credit they deserve for being stupid, but this is more than stupid. This is beyond stupid. It's evil. And yet it's another example of a human being bleeding on someone who didn't cut them. Okay, please, 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 brothers and sisters, go to therapy, man. Find you a spiritual leader to get you closer to God. Make some investments in your mental and spiritual wealth. The life you save by doing that will be your own, and clearly the lives of others, because you will end up hurting someone you don't have any business hurting, okay? All I'm trying to say is deal with your trauma before your trauma deals with you. Please give this 36-year-old man in Atlanta who killed someone and critically wounded another over too much damn mayonnaise being on his sandwich the biggest hee-haw. What's going on, bro? Like, how is satire even remotely a thing anymore when we live in a world that is this absurd? Huh?
That's crazy.
Believe it or not, it was over too much mayonnaise on his sandwich.
I don't believe it.
All right.
But I have no choice but to believe it.
And that's it. You said Atlanta?
Yes, Atlanta.
All right. Well, thank you for that donkey today, sir.
Mm-hmm.
Now, when we come back, Gary Chambers Jr. will be joining us.
My guy. He's running for U.S. Senate in Louisiana. He's a change agent. If you ask me, he's been on the Breakfast Club before. I'm sure you've seen his ads, you know, where he was burning the Confederate flag. Another one where he was smoking weed. His latest ad, you know, in defense of 2A, because he is pro-gun, but he also is pro-gun control. But we'll talk to him when we come back.
All right. We'll get to that next. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. We got some special guests joining us today.
Yes, indeed.
The brother Gary Chambers Jr. Welcome back, brother.
Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate y'all having me.
Running for U.S. Senate in Louisiana.
Yes, sir.
Wanted to have you on, man, just because, Jesus Christ, what the hell is happening, man?
It's wild. It's wild. you know, I can't tell if it's 2022 or 1873.
Wow.
The logic of the Supreme Court today, I think, is comparative to the Supreme Court in the 1800s. Mm-hmm. How do we get Supreme Court justices? The U.S. Senate. Mm-hmm. They vote and approve these people and they send them there. And these folks have worked for 50 years to get to this point. And I think that a lot of us thought it was a game that our rights could be stripped away. But this is step one. And to every black or brown person in America, if white men will take the rights of their own women and daughters from them, what about you?
That's right. Let's talk about that big picture view, because today it is Roe versus Wade. But like you said, this is just the beginning. So what are your thoughts on just the Supreme Court overall and what it is they could potentially do?
I'm going to go to the solution first. Mm-hmm. The solution is we have to pack the court.
Yes.
There's a lot of folks who are talking about not doing so, but that is the answer. The Supreme Court was not always the numbers that it is. Look in the history book and read. The reality is gay rights, voting rights, policing in America. There was just a ruling on Miranda rights by the Supreme Court.
That went under the rug, too.
There's a ruling about gun rights. At the same time that they are stripping away women's rights, they're expanding gun rights while people are having a gun violence epidemic as well as mass shootings in this country. And so I think that we are headed backwards. Even the congresswoman making the statement the other night thanking President Trump for protecting white life, mm-hmm. right? And then saying that that wasn't what she was saying.
The right to life.
That's a lie.
Yeah.
She knew what she was saying.
And everybody cheered when they heard white life, too.
Correct.
They went crazy.
Because she clapped.
She clapped for herself.
The mind thought and said what it was prepared to say inside. Mm-hmm. It came out. It just slipped out. And so, you know, you could walk it back all you want to, but this is the reality we're dealing with.
So what do people
And when you
do?
Talk about packing the courts, who has the authority to do that? Because Joe Biden, they're saying, is reluctant and does not want to...
The Supreme Court, the Senate and the president together. Mm-hmm. If the Senate decides that they want to change legislation to expand the court, the president has to approve that. And if Joe Biden doesn't want to do that, then he shouldn't be the president.
So what can people do? Because we talk about, they said, you know, everybody heard what happened over the weekend. Everybody goes, vote. But for the last couple of years, they say that we had record number of minorities come out and vote. So what can people do?
So let me quantify that. We vote for the president, mm-hmm. but when it comes to legislative seats, we sit on our tail. Mm-hmm. The senator that I'm running against, John Kennedy, and I sent these numbers to Charlamagne the other day. Mm-hmm. He was elected in 2018. 26% of black voters in New Orleans showed up. 36% of black voters in Baton Rouge showed up. 26% of black voters in Shreveport showed up. He won with 536,000 votes, and there are 900,000 registered black voters in the state of Louisiana. If black folks alone had showed up, John Kennedy wouldn't be in the U.S. Senate. That's another number that we have that helps us to pass all of these things. You can't just have 50 votes when you got two U.S. senators who are voting against you consistently in Kristen Sinema and Joe Manchin, and you need to expand the margins. The solution is Charles Booker in Kentucky. Mm-hmm. The solution is Mandela Barnes in Wisconsin. It's me in Louisiana. It is Big John in Pennsylvania, right? There are people who are running right now who share the same values, who have the same conviction, and they're not moderate Democrats. They believe that when you get power, you do something with the power that you're given.
What's going on in Louisiana with Roe versus Wade? Because I know now it's a state-by-state decision.
So we have one of the worst laws in the country as it relates to this. We only had 3 abortion clinics in the entire state.
They're
one
all
in Baton
shut
Rouge,
down.
One in Baton Rouge, one in New Orleans, and one in Shreveport. All 3 of them instantly closed because we had a trigger law. Mm-hmm. Signed into law by a moderate Democrat. Okay?
Wow.
In Louisiana, we don't have a single woman currently in the state Senate that is pro-choice. Black or white.
That's crazy. Mm.
Okay? So when you process that, it is because the masses of us stay home and let a minority of us decide who represents the majority of us. And so that's the problem in Louisiana. So women in Louisiana have no reproductive rights at this point.
And who does that affect the most when it comes to women in Louisiana, just to break that down?
That affects black people, black women the most. It affects brown women. It affects poor people across the board. Louisiana is the 50th ranked state in the nation. So we have a huge poor population of black and white people. It will affect them the most, because if you have somebody who's in New Iberia, Louisiana, who gets pregnant and doesn't want to have that baby, that person now has to go to New Mexico or Illinois are the closest places that they can go. If I can't afford $350, $400 for a procedure in my state, how do I afford a $800 plane plane ticket, a $300 hotel room,
gas,
and the procedure
drive,
that I have to do.
All
of
that,
that,
absolutely.
Right?
And you're not going to go by yourself. Somebody has to come with you, so that person has to get a flight also.
It becomes an impossible situation for women in our state. And to men, okay, you should be concerned, okay? There's a lot of men who have unprotected sex in this country. They're going to go after contraceptives. They've already said this. Clarence Thomas has already said that he believes that they should look at what we do as far as money on contraceptives.
And then not to mention people who don't have the money to travel, they may try to find another means of having an abortion that would be illegal and also unsafe.
I watched this documentary, The Janes, on HBO Max recently about abortion procedures in Chicago before Roe v. Wade. And there were terrible things that women went through. And I encourage everybody to go watch it because there's a perspective that we just don't know, especially as men. The emotional capacity of how women were treated, women having to do sexual favors in order to have a procedure. I'm a father of a 12-year-old daughter, all right? I want my daughter to grow up to have the ability to make whatever decisions in her life she chooses to make, that it would be the same if I had a son, right? America has not afforded that. And the reality is, Black people have only had their rights since the 60s, and women have only had their rights in this country since the 70s.
Mm-hmm.
So when we say that all of these sexist and racist things are ages ago, no. That Roe v. Wade passed 12 years before I was born.
That's right.
Right? That's not a massive amount of time. My father was born without all of his constitutional rights, right? That's not slavery. That impacts our lifetime.
Mm-hmm.
And I am the first generation in my family born with all my rights. While America tells us, oh, this is the greatest country on earth. Since when?
Exactly. That's why that's the problem with guys like President Biden, right? They believe in the institution of America so much. But he's a straight white male. It's always worked for him.
Since the founding, since the Constitution, you know, Frederick Douglass gave a speech about what is the 4th of July to the slave. What is the 4th of July to the Negro? We're going into Essence weekend, 4th of July weekend, mm-hmm. next weekend. What do we have to celebrate about America today?
Damn, that's real.
Gas
that's
prices right. high as hell. Mm-hmm. Bread, milk, your energy bill. You're taking away people's rights. You're building an unjust government and then telling us to be excited about it.
Mm-hmm.
Nah, I'm not with it.
You know, you said something earlier about using power, and I asked you this weekend, but you know, we know elections have consequences, but I want to know what consequences worse. Republicans who get in office and abuse power, are Democrats we put in office who don't use that power to protect us from that abuse?
In my eyes, there's no difference between the two. If you're not helping advance the cause of people, the people that you represent, you're no different than the devil that we're fighting.
That's right.
That's why we have to be intentional about putting a demand on people up front and then making sure that there's the accountability measures. If you elect a president, but you don't elect a House and a Senate that's going to check that president, I don't care if they're in your party or out of your party. You're never going to accomplish anything. I don't believe in blind political loyalty. I just don't believe in it. You give somebody your vote, and then you hold them accountable after you give them that vote. And then if you don't do what you say you're going to do, we don't reelect you. The other problem is we have too many elected officials who have stayed too long. Their ideology and their view of the world is different than that of us,
right.
and we
yeah.
have to inherit their decisions. Right. Some of them are going to be gone in 10, 15 years. And we'll be here for the next 50 years dealing with decisions that they made today. And what I would hope they would do is consider retiring.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to call out any of our favorite Black or white older politicians that have been there since the 80s or the 90s. But how long you going to stay? And the second question is, how long we going to vote for them?
Yeah.
You know, at some point, we have to be accountable to ourselves that if I'm giving you numbers saying that in the Senate race, 26% of Black voters in New Orleans showed up, we gave them the election.
Mm-hmm.
We gave it to them in part because the state party in Louisiana gave us a white Democrat that Black voters did not want to vote for also. That's a part of the conversation.
He's a moderate white Democrat?
A moderate white Democrat that Black folks had no relationship with. There's a moderate white Democrat that Black folks have no relationship running against me, right?
Mm.
What will the party do? Because the country is on the line at this point.
Mm-hmm.
We don't have time to play these games.
And see, that's what bothers me, too. It's like, okay, if we know we have these moderate white Democrats or these blue dog Democrats, as they call them, why not call them out? Like, why not say, look, we don't want y'all supporting him. We want y'all supporting this person because this person is going to actually get into the Senate, get into the House, and, you know, vote to make change.
Well, folks like myself do that.
Okay.
Consistently, I run against them to try to put them out of office. We have to have the resources. There are people challenging these people all over the country. Mm-hmm. We're not raising the money that the establishment Democrats are raising. We need to see the people who are making all this noise right now about caring about this issue showing up for us and hosting fundraisers and galvanizing voters, because the candidates that are out here championing these causes cannot win without the resources. Charles Booker will not be victorious in Kentucky if he doesn't get every black influencer in the state of Kentucky to step up and have his back in a meaningful way. To at concerts register voters, right? To at clubs register voters, because brothers and sisters that's going to the club, when you leave the club, if you're not thinking about the consequences of your decisions that night, you no longer have the right to get the procedures or a Plan B pill in certain states.
Mm-hmm. Has it been difficult for you to get influential people in Louisiana to galvanize for you?
No, because we work really hard at mm-hmm. it. We are aggressive at going after the influences in our state, and we're grateful for their support. But I know that we could have more, and we could have more people who... You don't have to understand it all to recognize that we're in a bad place. And what you have the capacity to do is raise money and influence people. And it's that simple. What we need the people who have influence to do is raise money and influence people so that those of us who understand the policies and that you have seen consistently go out there and do the work, go in there and do it. Because a zebra does not change its stripes. If you have somebody who, as a candidate, was not out there fighting for your rights before, you never saw him at a protest, you never saw him advocating for certain things, why do you expect them to do that when they become an elected official?
And now, how can people support you if they don't know? How can they support you if they don't live in Louisiana and they just want to support you, whether it's financially, whatever they can do, how can they support you?
They can go to chambersforlouisiana.com to make a contribution. We need contributions. The end of the quarter is coming up. We want to be as strong as possible as we come to this end of the quarter. We need folks to phone bank for us toward the end of this summer. We're going to start phone banking heavily. You can call from anywhere in this country. You can make calls for us. So you can sign up at chambersforlouisiana.com to volunteer. There's a take action tab. You can click for that. There's a donate tab. You can click for the contributions. And then leaning on the Democratic Party to step up for us. The National Party and the State Party in Louisiana, we're the only person with the shot at sending John Kennedy home in this race. We have proven that we can build a national conversation from the worst ranked state in this country, and we need them to get off their ass and do something.
What do you say to people who say Gary Chambers does not have a chance at victory?
I'd say they're lying, and how do you know? In my last race, I missed it by 1,500 votes, okay? Wow. If you add up all the other people who ran in the race that I said for 6 months, for the 90 days we were in the special election, I said none of them could win. The amount of votes of those people was the amount of votes I needed to make it to the runoff.
Wow.
And you did mention the Essence Festival is coming up this weekend. So are you doing anything?
We have an event Saturday at the Jazz Market. We're going to drop out a flyer today. Tisha Campbell's actually going to be hosting a day party with us at Essence Festival this Saturday, so that's going to be a great thing. We want to just connect with people, make sure folks are registered to vote, and then just enjoy the culture of our state and our city. And we want you to come to Louisiana. We want more of you to move to the South.
Saturday where?
Saturday at the Jazz Market in New Orleans.
All right, yes, I'm going to pull up. I'll be there Saturday.
I love it, man, because, you know, like I said, I don't understand how when you see people like the Joe Manchins, the cinemas, why Democrats aren't speaking out against them, and I don't understand why they're not supporting people like yourself, actual change agents.
I think we have the capacity in the culture to send them all home. We just have to organize to make it happen. We are the most powerful weapon in this country. We show it consistently. Every business in this country is trying to figure out how do they capitalize off of us. We need to figure out how we mobilize that to make the change we want to see happen for all of us. And when black people are good in this country, everybody's going to be good.
That's right.
Well, there you have it. Gary Chambers Jr., we appreciate you for joining us, and we'll see you this weekend out in New Orleans.
Thank y'all.
All right, it's the Breakfast Club. Good morning, Kelly.
It's about time.
What's going on? Yeah.
Rumor Report. Rumor Report. This is the Rumor Report.
Talk to him.
With Angela Yee on the Breakfast Club.
So Machine Gun Kelly has a Hulu documentary called Machine Gun Kelly's Life in Pink, and that actually just came out, and he talks about how his father's death in July of 2020 affected him. And he also talked about having an encounter with one of his father's neighbors who told him all these things that he didn't want to hear. And in addition to that, he talked about a really dark time in his life.
Like, I kept getting paranoid that someone was going to come and kill me. And there was this, I would...
First he changed music, then he changed the world. The hit movie Bob Marley, One Love, is now streaming on Paramount Plus. Celebrate the life and legacy of an icon who inspired generations through his message of love, peace, and unity. In this powerful and uplifting film, discover Bob Marley's story of overcoming adversity and the journey behind his revolutionary music that changed the world. If you missed it in theaters, now's your chance to watch at home. Stream the hit movie Bob Marley, One Love, now on Paramount Plus, rated PG-13. Head to ParamountPlus.com/OneLove to try it free now.
Variety is back with its annual Entertainment Marketing Summit on April 24th at the luxurious Beverly Hilton Hotel in Los Angeles. This must-attend event for entertainment marketers will feature conversations with leaders from Netflix, Paramount, Activision, Mattel, LA Rams, Google, and more. Plus, an exclusive keynote conversation with Paris Hilton. The networking opportunities are unbeatable. And once you register, you can start chatting with other registrants to plan a meetup at the lunch or cocktail hour. Limited tickets are available, so secure your spot today at events.variety.com.
Mom met a lot of your demands over the years. This Mother's Day, get her the Bartesian cocktail maker that makes premium cocktails on demand. In just 30 seconds, have your choice of over 60 premium or seasonal cocktails, all at the touch of a button. Get $50 off on the Bartesian cocktail maker now when you buy one pack of cocktail capsules. So, for all the times you made a mess, get Mom the countertop cocktail system that makes premium cocktails without making any mess at all. For all the times you begged for soda, get her premium cocktail capsules made with real fruit juice and craft bitters. For all the times you demanded tacos for dinner, get her the Bartesian that mixes margaritas in just 30 seconds. Make Mom's Mother's Day and all the 364 days that aren't Mother's Day with a Bartesian cocktail maker at $50 off. Visit bartesian.com/mother now to get $50 off the Bartesian Premium Cocktail Maker. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles, ready for next day installation, and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
There's a lot happening these days. But I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters, without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
Always sleep with this shotgun next to my bed. I called Megan and I was like, you aren't here for me. Like, did I put the shotgun in my mouth? And I'm yelling on the phone and like the barrel's in my mouth. And I go to cock the shotgun and the bullet, as it comes back up, the shell just gets jammed. Megan's like, there's two U's. And it was the same thing with my daughter. They simultaneously kind of came at me. I don't want to like be talking to you through a veil anymore. I want to like see you as my father, and I want to see you as my, you know, husband to be. And I was like, I need to kick the drugs for real this time.
That was a wake-up call for him when he decided he needed to kick those drugs. He said currently his drug of choice is happiness and commitment to the art rather than commitment to a vice that I believed made the art.
Well, I'm glad he got out that dark space. Salute to Machine Gun Kelly.
Mm-hmm. All right, now let's talk about French Montana.
Huh?
Now, he was at the BET Awards having a good time. You know, French always going to have a good time. And he talked about a lot of different things, by the way, while he's been doing his round of interviews. But while at the BET Awards, he had a little exchange with Tiffany Haddish.
I'm your wife.
Oh, I'm your wife? How many you got already? I know you Muslim. I'm Jewish. This is going to be a problem.
What'd he say?
He's and he said everything would be fine. No. Basically.
I didn't even hear what Tiff said.
Tiff said, you got a wife? He said, you're my wife. She was like, don't you have a bunch of them or something like that?
She said, I know you're Muslim. I'm Jewish. Is that going to be a problem?
Oh, mm-hmm. Got you.
All right. Now, Francis Montana, also, people are fact checking some of the things that he had to say. He was on $1 million worth of Game. And I feel like he said this up here, too. He said he's the first artist from New York to go diamond.
I'm the first male artist from the Mecca of hip hop to go diamond. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm like, it just happened like that.
Say that again.
I'm the first male artist from the Mecca of hip hop.
From New York Bronx, City.
And the first born African artist to ever go diamond. So that's different. You know
explain to the youngest what diamond is. 10 million?
Yeah, 10 million. Probably 11 by now.
Wait, hold on. So Jay-Z ain't never go diamond?
Nah.
That's a lot.
Damn. Over Biggie?
Well, Biggie, so when it comes to singles.
50 went diamond.
50 Cent, yeah.
When it comes to singles. But, yes, Biggie's Life After Death was certified diamond. And so.
We got to start using our words, man. You can't do, like, you have to be specific. If you said you're the first artist from New York with a diamond single, that's accurate. But you're not the
first male artist
to go diamond. Come on, man.
Oh, he did say, all right, here he is on The Breakfast Club talking about this also.
Rest in peace, Fred the Godson. You know, he said, he's like, you know, when you talk about top five MCs, no matter what you do, where you at, what's going on, when you talk about the top five, the number one thing is going to be his bars.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So, you know, going back to the essence, I'm here to make history and leave my mark. I did everything. You know what I'm saying? Like, there's artists that been in the game three times the length that I've been in the game and still haven't won diamond. Jay-Z mm-hmm. haven't won diamond. Mm-hmm. Snoop haven't won diamond. You know what I'm saying? But they have way more other things. You know what I'm saying? That's more than what I got.
Well, what French record went diamond?
Unforgettable.
Oh, okay.
And Nicki Minaj went diamond, too.
Well, yeah, he said male artist.
Male artist, yeah. Nicki went diamond.
Nicki had a diamond single?
She had Super Bass.
Okay.
That went diamond.
Yeah, but French did say male artist. Male artist. So I guess he was.
But Life After Death went diamond. As an album.
As an album.
But you got to be specific, mm-hmm. you know, that people will fact check you if you just make general statements like that. If you say male artist first with a single, that makes more sense.
All right. Well, I'm Angela Yee, and that is your Rumor Report.
Yeah, and also the Versus thing, the Versus clip he said, when he said he was he started the Versus.
Oh, yeah, he did say he started Versus.
Yes. Swiss was like, they did Versus.
I thought Swiss and Timbaland did Versus, but then Swiss and Kanye did it way back
exactly.
in the day.
He said as an artist, he was the first, but then Swiss called me and was like, no, me and Kanye did it live on stage 5 years ago. So that wasn't true either.
You know what, man? Drop on a clue bomb for French Montana. I don't know why y'all fact checking French when y'all don't fact check nobody else.
You're
live in the era. You can say and be whatever it is you want to be. All right. If French identifies as the first person to start Versus and the first male artist to go diamond in New York, who am I to tell that man different?
Drop on a clue bomb
for French Montana. I'm tired of you.
He identifies as a diamond artist.
Okay, I'm the only person out here still trying to deal with facts and truth, and I ain't got time for that no more.
And
I'm
do know that he squashed the beef between Drake and Diddy.
He said that too.
That's probably true.
Yeah, that might be true. Mm-hmm.
I can't. I promise you, when I turn 44 tomorrow, man, I ain't telling the truth no more. I'm gonna just start saying things. Y'all thought I was just saying things before. No, I actually be thinking about it.
Okay.
I'm gonna turn 44. And mom's gonna start saying things. All what does it matter?
All right. Well. People's Choice mixes up next. Get your request, and it's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
He's just saying that.
The Breakfast Club. Oh, your mornings will never be the same.
A great night's sleep starts at Mattress Firm this summer. Right now, Mattress Firm is giving you a chance to win your dream bedroom suite, valued up to $2,500, plus $1,000 cash. To enter and view official rules, visit breakfastclubonline.com.
You got a positive note?
I do have a positive note. The positive note is simply this. Never try to force connections. If they think they can get better elsewhere, let them. Respectfully.
Breakfast Club, bitches!
Y'all finished or y'all done?
The hit movie Bob Marley, One Love, is now streaming on Paramount Plus. Celebrate the life and music of an icon who inspired generations through his message of love, peace, and unity. If you missed Bob Marley, One Love in the theaters, now's your chance to watch at home. Stream the hit movie now on Paramount Plus, rated PG-13. Head to ParamountPlus.com/One Love to try it free now.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro? Amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having pink lady apple, berry lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
Variety is back with its annual Entertainment Marketing Summit on April 24th at the luxurious Beverly Hilton Hotel in Los Angeles. This must-attend event for entertainment marketers will feature conversations with leaders from Netflix, Paramount, Activision, Mattel, LA Rams, Google, and more. Plus, an exclusive keynote conversation with Paris Hilton. The networking opportunities are unbeatable. And once you register, you can start chatting with other registrants to plan a meetup at the lunch or cocktail hour. Limited tickets are available, so secure your spot today at events.variety.com.
AT&T Connects and Ode to Podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Managing your diabetes just got easier. The powerful new Dexcom G7 lets you see your glucose numbers on your compatible watch and phone without finger sticks. And because Dexcom G7 is the most accurate CGM system, you can be confident in your food, exercise, and medication decisions. And all those decisions can lead to big results, like more time in range and lower A1C. Get started at Dexcom.com.
Dexcom data on file 2023. If your glucose alerts and readings from the G7 do not match symptoms or expectations, use a blood glucose meter to make diabetes treatment decisions. For a list of compatible devices, visit Dexcom.com/compatibility.